Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
So if you'd like to reach our guests, you can visit our website at doughaldeman.com, D-O-U-G-H-A-L-D-E-M-A-N.com. So I want to welcome back. We have Kim Magaletta from Coal Banker Gundaker, and she's in St. Charles at Mid Rivers in 94. We have Jason Pasha from Chesterfield, and we have Al Rosen from De Pere. So guys, led into the last break talking about, is this a good time to buy or to sell? A better time. It may be a good time for both. Is it a buyer's market or a seller's market right now, and how do we know?
What we're seeing right now is it's pushing more towards a seller's market, balanced market having about 6 months of inventory on hand. In most markets, except for Jefferson County, I think right now, which is a little bit six, maybe 7 months, most markets are less than 6 months of inventory. So we're seeing it shift from the buyer's market, which is, has been for the previous 3 years or so, shifting into a seller's market. So we're seeing price stabilization, a little bit of price appreciation in some markets, and inventory's down so much that it, I think, is a great time to sell, which at the same time, buyers are out there trying to buy because interest rates are so low. So really, it's kind of a perfect storm right now. If you can put your home on the market in good shape, you know, buyers are really looking right now to get in and get a good home.
When we're talking about months of inventory, didn't it peak at around 18 months of inventory at one time?
Yeah, I don't think it was quite that high, just right below that a little bit, but you're right. It was that's when it was a buyer's market, and the buyers were making unusually low offers.
Right, bottom dollar offers on everything.
Exactly.
Well, we probably saw tons of short sales during that time period, and we're still seeing them, though. And Al, that's a specialty for you, right?
Yeah, we have a short sale department within our De Pere office. And, you know, for those unfortunate circumstances where a homeowner owes more than what the home is worth and they have a hardship, whether it be to divorce, death, maybe loss of job, changing their life situation, we can negotiate with the bank and talk to the bank and encourage the bank to take less than what the homeowner owes and get them out from under the debt so they can go on and make...
They take a payoff that's short of the full amount, hence the name short sale.
Right.
And you guys have a whole department that's in charge of that, and you guys will help handle them for all the other offices, I'm assuming?
That's correct. We are the communication. We are the negotiator, the facilitator between the bank and the homeowner. We do all the paperwork. We do enough business with many of the large banks, as well as the small banks, but the Chase and the Bank of America's and the Wells Fargo's, and know what their requirements are in order to facilitate a short sale. It takes a little bit longer in the sale process, but it certainly is getting much better.
How have you seen the short sale market change when it comes to the length of time? Because I have some that sit there for 6 months,
right,
and some buyers can wait that long, but not very many. And I've heard it's getting shorter. Is it true?
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, we have to put the package together. If you have a skilled negotiator and a facilitator that knows exactly what the bank is looking for, really, and if there's one loan on the property, it shouldn't take anything more than 45 to 60 days. I know there are horror stories out there where people take 8 months to a year, but usually that's a situation where there's multiple loans and multiple liens against the property. But I'm going to tell you that it is much better. Banks are doing a great job, and now they have a whole departments designated towards a short sale situation.
Well, and I'm going to say that one of the other reasons some of those take so long, and I'm just going to put this out there, is that frequently the person negotiating the short sale doesn't know what they're doing, and those are the ones that take a long time.
Correct.
And that's the benefit of using a company like yours to help negotiate the short sale, is you guys know the habits of these banks. You probably have relationships with loss mitigators at almost every bank.
Correct.
And know people you can call. You may know a manager you can call when you really need to get through. You know how to delay a foreclosure if it's been started. I mean, do you guys help save people's homes in many cases?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. As a matter of fact, we have a back door into many of these large banks where we're closing 12 to 15 of short sales a month. You know, they know us, we know them, we know exactly what their paperwork is. It makes it a lot easier and a lot quicker.
And our agents, personally, I refer almost all of our business from our office for short sales to Al's office because his team, they are awesome. They are very, very good. They're knowledgeable. And because of the time it takes, it's a special skill set that needs to somebody needs to have in order to navigate that process. And your agents typically don't have that kind of time to do all of that or have the skill set to do it, so they can be out serving the customer. So we do refer all of our business there.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Al Rosen, Jason Pasha, and Kim Magaletta, some of the top managers for Coldwell Banker Gundaker in St. Louis. Because when it comes to the housing market recovery, I'm assuming that you guys all feel like we've hit bottom, right? And we're on the way back. Explain the recovery and the different types of recovery that are out there.
I'll tell you what. I think that at the end of the day, when you're really looking at real estate markets, if you look statistically over the years, you'll see that there's real estate is cyclical. It always has been. It always will be. And you'll have years of climb, and then you'll have years of decline, or in essence, an adjustment. And then inevitably, there's a recovery that comes after that. I remember whenever I was first getting in the business, and I started right after college, I was studying business and marketing. And if you take a macro and microeconomics class, you're really looking through the cycles of business and how things work. And as you're going to make this your career, and as you're going to look long term, you go into it knowing full well that you're going to have years of feast, years of famine, and you understand that this business is going to be very much a supply and demand market like anything else. And so when there are buyers for a particular product and there's more buyers than there are sellers, clearly it starts to drive the prices up, and it's more valuable if you're a seller. In the event it's the other way around, obviously it's the opposite party's advantage. So in looking at where we are now, I mean, I think it's not a surprise to anyone listening today that we have been through an adjustment. We have definitely been through an adjustment. A lot of people would probably peg the spring summer market of 2006 as the peak of the market. And so since then, there's been a slow and steady adjustment, not only in the Midwest, but throughout the U.S. And the benefit is in the Midwest, we don't have those high peaks, and oftentimes we don't hit those low valleys. But we have definitely had an adjustment like everyone else. But what we're really starting to see, and I think I'll speak for all of us in this, is we're starting to see the recovery from last year into now. We have really had an increase in units being moved off the marketplace. And when you move more and more units off of the marketplace, that supply and demand starts to come more back in check. Once it's back in check, then you start to see prices stabilize, and you start to see a slight appreciation. And so I think as you come out of a dip, you really expect there to be less and less inventory on the market. It will start to stabilize and increase prices. And I really think we're there right now. I'm very optimistic about the next 5 to 10 year picture in this industry for sure.
Well, and when we study recoveries, frequently you see a V-shaped recovery, and sometimes it's a U-shaped recovery. Mm-hmm. And you know, the stock market was really more of a V-shaped recovery when it hit its bottom. Once it hit the bottom, it started to come back up pretty quickly. But real estate market, this has been not only a U, but it seemed like a really long U at the bottom, and it seems to be on the way back up. Al, what do you think? Do you agree with that?
Yeah, we're seeing a U-shaped recovery. You're exactly right. Now, the hard part, and I wish we all had a crystal ball to see how wide that bottom of the U is going to be, but what statistically, we're starting to see it up, as both Kim and Jason mentioned. We're starting to see it. So if somebody's trying to time the market and try to get when they're going to sell the home or buy a home, if they're trying to time the market with rates low, prices to start to increase, as Kim mentioned, it's a perfect storm. This is the time to do it.
That's exactly where my thought process was going, because if I'm going to sell a property right now, what I'm hearing is I can pretty much ask what I want for
sure.
My home.
In certain markets.
Is that true?
Correct. And what's happening, it's all relative. Because if a homeowner, if you're looking at it from a seller's perspective, you're going to try and get the highest price. Well, that's kind of okay. But when you go to buy, you're going to pay higher. So it's going to be relative to what you're selling and buying. So now seems to be the time. I'd encourage people, if they're wanting to sell their home, now would be the time to put their house on the market.
Well, and I like the demographics behind this recovery right now. When we look at the affordability index, to me is key. And I think a 5 on that index is kind of the norm of where it usually is. And we're at an all-time low on that, on meaning that houses are extremely affordable. And what I like about the demographics right now is that interest rates would either have to go up to 7.9%, or we'd have to see another 30% in appreciation before we'd even get back to a 5 on the affordability, which would be a normal market.
Right.
So there is a lot of room for growth still. I mean, if we're going to see possibly another 30% over the next few years in appreciation, then you know this is a great time to buy, because even if you, you know, sell your house now and maybe you don't get as much money as if you held another 3 years, if you can sell that house and maybe even move up to the next one, what a great opportunity. And knowing that we have over 15 million people between 25 and 34 that are still living at home with their parents, that's a record number. All those people will become homeowners at some point, or at least a lot of them, if they'll see, right, if they manage their finances well. So, guys, I know that you've all managed a lot of people over the years, and you've helped a lot of people start their real estate careers. So I'm going to ask the question, that have you ever thought about getting your real estate license? Well, our Real Estate Brain Trust has helped thousands start their real estate career, and coming up, they'll give you the secrets of success that have separated the winners from the losers. You'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.